Who threw ice water on the basketball card market? And who lit the football card market on fire? Today on Sports Card Investor, I'll show you the data and tell you what to do about it.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies. And at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love.
Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another episode. I hope you're having a great weekend out there. Now, today, my job becomes a little bit tougher. From here on out, my job is probably going to be a little bit more difficult because it is easy to sit back in this chair and talk about the market going up and up and up and up and up. That's an easy job for me to have, but not the case right now. We're seeing cards, especially in basketball, dropping, and the nuances of what the market is doing is going to take some work, some more work than before, to really analyze and explain, which makes my job a little bit harder, but I tell you what, I love it. I love it. I love the fact that we can actually dig in now, and the sports card investors out there who are willing to now invest a little more time and be a little bit more intelligent about what they are doing have the opportunity to make some real money. Some of the people who are in this just for the easy money, some of the people who are in this just to listen to what cards Gary V was buying and then they were buying the same cards and thinking everything was going to go up forever, some of those people might be exiting the market right now. So it's the times are a little bit different than what they've been for the past several months, but that is okay. It is healthy for the market, and that means that it is time for us to roll up our sleeves as sports card investors and get educated. Get educated, because there is plenty of money still to be made. There is plenty of opportunity. It's just going to take a little more work to look at it. But today, I want to tell you what is going on in the market. Are we seeing things crash? Is this a crash? Well, it's not a crash. It is absolutely 100% not a crash. It is actually a small, very small market correction in the grand scheme of things. But if you are invested solely in basketball cards, and if you're invested in certain basketball cards in particular, it's possible it could feel a little bit like a crash. And let me tell you why. In the last 30 days, across all of the key players that I'm tracking within my Market Movers data platform, the ones with a fairly significant transaction volume in basketball, 78% have seen card prices decrease in the last 30 days. Only 22% have gone up. And in the last 7 days, it's flattened out a little bit, which is actually a good sign, but it's still 61% down in the last 30 days in the basketball card market. Now, here's actually, those numbers are scary, right? If you're a basketball card investor, although I'm going to tell you in a minute why you actually shouldn't really be very scared of those numbers. But here's what's really interesting. Listen to football, right? I just told you that basketball in the last 30 days, 78% of key cards are down. In football in the last 30 days, 78% of key cards are up. The exact opposite. Basketball 78% down, 22% up. Football 78% up, 22% down. Amazing. How similar those statistics are. But first of all, it shows you right off the bat, no, the market is not crashing. We're seeing, you know, we're obviously seeing interest and money flow out of basketball, flow into football. I think there's a number of reasons for that. We'll talk about that as the episode goes on. We have seen an overall softening of the market, though. It is true that we've seen a little bit of an overall correction. If you look at baseball, in the last 30 days in baseball, 59% is down in the last 30 days in baseball, and 41% is up. If you look across all of the key players, 59% have gone down, 41% have gone up. So slightly down overall in baseball. Although in the last 7 days in baseball, 48% are down and 52% are up. So we're seeing a little bit of an uptick start to happen again in baseball. Soccer, we've seen a lot of softening in soccer in the last 30 days. 61% down in soccer in the last 30 days. 39% up across key players. Hockey, by the way, is right at about 50-50. So we haven't seen a whole ton of upwards or downwards movement when you're averaging all of the key players across the board in hockey. Now, one important point to make, all of the stats that I just gave you are skewed towards modern cards. In fact, cards from the last 10 years makes up a lot of the percentage data that I just gave you. And the reason why is because those cards are bought and sold so much more often that they make up a greater percentage of our overall transaction data. But it is worth noting that while modern cards, particularly modern basketball cards, have seen this decline, vintage cards, and in particular vintage basketball cards, have actually been holding up pretty well. And during this last 30-day period, as we've seen a lot of modern cards go down, Michael Jordan's cards as a whole are up 16%. So, you know, it's feeling actually a little bit like the beginning of April, which was when, you know, modern cards had come down quite a bit because sports had paused, the NBA had paused, but then there was all of a sudden this run up in price of vintage cards, in part fueled by the Last Dance documentary, but just people getting into collecting again in general and looking back towards vintage. It's feeling a little bit like that at the moment. So I'm going to talk about what's happening here, why this is all going on, what it means for you as an investor. But before I do, I want to dig in on a couple of players in particular, just to give you kind of a sense of what this means on a player-by-player basis, right? So let's start over here in the sport of basketball. Let's look at Donovan Mitchell, because he was one of these guys who is probably not surprising to you to see that Donovan Mitchell's cards have fallen off in the last couple of weeks, right? And they were going up like absolute madness, you know, in the weeks right prior to that, right? You know, it makes sense because Donovan Mitchell was awesome in the bubble, absolutely incredible. That explains the spike. He had, you know, multiple 50-point games, just absolutely breakout star in the first round of the playoffs. However, Utah lost. And he was sent home, right? And so now he's not there anymore. People are forgetting about him. So no surprise that his cards have dropped a little bit as a result of him, you know, being exited from the bubble, Utah having that first round loss, right? And specifically, you know, this is, of course, looking at Donovan Mitchell's cards over the course of almost an entire year. But if we just zoom in on this little period here from the time that he was the highest to where he is today, you'll see that his cards are down 34.9%, right? 34.9% is what his cards have been down in just under a month. And this was basically right from when he got bounced from the bubble down to where we are today, 34, almost 35% down for Donovan Mitchell. That one makes sense, right? You know, of course he got bounced from the bubble, but what's surprising, and it shows you that there is a greater market correction that's going on in basketball, is it's not just guys who got bounced from the bubble. And there's plenty of people in the YouTube comments that are going to go, oh, well, this is just that off-season effect that, you know, Jeff, a few episodes ago, told you that off-seasons didn't really seem to matter much anymore to card prices. But look at Jeff, he's wrong. This is because of the off-season. All right, well, hold on. Let's look at some guys who are still currently playing, right? Let's look at LeBron James, who, by the way, looks like he's got a very real path for the title, right? But LeBron's cards are doing the same thing Donovan Mitchell's cards did, just not quite to the same extent. But this is LeBron's 2003 Topps Basketball PSA 10. And again, like all cards, an absolutely incredible run-up. And then it kind of hit its peak right around the middle of August. And then since then, it's actually come down quite a bit. And if we zoom in on this period of time from the middle of August when it was at its peak until now, this card is down 28.6%. It's down 28.6%. During the time that the Lakers have been doing great in the bubble, and LeBron looks like he's got an opportunity to potentially to win another ring, but the cards are down 28.6%, right? And it's not just LeBron, it's a lot of these guys. Let's look at Jason Tatum. Same pattern with Jason Tatum, right? His cards, incredible run up over the course of the last year. They spiked on August the 21st, so again, right around that mid-August timeframe, and they have gone down since then. And if we look at August 21st through today, Jason Tatum's cards are down 25, almost 26%, right? So, you know, it doesn't matter. It's not an off-season thing right now, although obviously with like Donovan Mitchell, that, you know, pushed it a little farther forward, but we're seeing it with LeBron, we're seeing it with Jason Tatum, we're seeing it with Anthony Davis, we're seeing it with a lot of these guys who are still playing, right? We're seeing a overall market correction. I do want to take you back historically and show you a period in time when we saw this same thing happen. Because if you look at, you know, let's go back to Donovan Mitchell's graph. It looks like up until recently, that graph was going up and up and up and up and up and up. But if we look at what happened right in here, right in this period, right? And I would, of course, you probably, if you look at the dates, you're probably remembering what this is. This was the day that the NBA was paused. And then we had all of a sudden this fall off that happened with Donovan Mitchell's cards. Let's look at LeBron James cards. Oh, there it is as well. You know, the fall off that happened after sports was paused right in there. Of course, it happened with Jason Tatum as well. A little bit of a fall off after the NBA was paused. It happened across every sport. You know, every player that we saw a decrease in card prices back in March right after sports was paused. So we actually have seen a correction period in our not so recent past. It hasn't been just up and up and up and up and up for the last year. It was up and up and then a correction period when the NBA paused and then back to up and up and up again. And now here we are in another correction period. And what's interesting is if you go back and look at these correction periods from March, if you look at that pattern of what occurred, and I'm going to zoom in on a couple of them here. So here was that correction period for Donovan Mitchell back in March, right? So his cards, this Prism Basketball PSA 10 base card was $122 the day the NBA paused. And it kind of bottomed out a couple of weeks later at about $72. And then it stayed flat, right around $72 for a few weeks. And then it started to go back up again. And it was about a month after the NBA pause that it started its major climb once again. So it was a drop. It was a plateau for a few weeks. And then it was a rise again about a month after the drop started to occur. We saw a similar pattern with many other players. This is LeBron James. Same exact pattern with LeBron James. If we go back again to when the NBA paused, it was right around this time. We saw a drop that occurred over the course of the following week to 2 weeks following that. We saw a plateau that in the case of LeBron James lasted a little bit longer, lasted about a month of a plateau. And then around April 21st is when his card started to really go back up again. So just over a month after the drop had started to occur. And same exact pattern with Jason Tatum, although Jason Tatum actually didn't go down quite as much as the other guys, but he still did go down from when the NBA paused, plateaued in here for a while, and then he started to rise back up again around April the 12th. So right around a month after the NBA pause. So a fairly similar pattern with all three of these guys. Will we see the same type of pattern this time around? I don't know if the 1 month length of time of things going down, plateauing, and then exactly 1 month later, the market starting to go back up again. I don't know if it's going to be exactly a month, but I do think you're going to see a similar pattern in that the cards will drop. We will then have a plateau period where things level off and they'll plateau for a couple of weeks. And then you're going to start to see a slow climb back up in card prices again. That's what I think we're going to see. And the reason why I think we're going to see that is because I do not believe the market is crashing. I do not believe we've gone from a bull market to a bear market and things are going to go down. I don't believe that at all. I believe instead we are currently experiencing what is called the bear trap. And if you have done any research into stock investing, you're probably aware of the bear trap phenomenon, right? So the bear trap is when there is a correction in the market, a market that's been hot, a bull market that's gone up and up and up, and then there's a correction, there's a dip in the market, there's a correction that occurs because it is fed by concerns where some people think the market is overvalued, and then there are premature fears that the bull run has ended, that the cycle has ended, and that it's no longer sustainable. And that's called the bear trap. And what you see when you see a bear trap in a bull market is the market goes up and up and up, and then all of a sudden it dips, and then there's a little plateau, and then it starts to go back up again. But a lot of investors during the dip run out because they go, oh my gosh, the market's crashing. Everything's about to go down. This was all overinflated. None of this is sustainable. And they all exit the market. That, by the way, is exactly what happened back in March when the sports paused and people said, oh my God, this thing is going to die. Everybody run for the hills. Some investors did run for the hills. There was an immediate correction. There was a plateau, and then things started to go back up again. I think we're going to see the same thing this time around. The key is you got to watch to understand when we've hit that plateau point, right? And when you think, okay, things have stabilized and now things are going to start to go back up again. I don't think we are there quite yet. If you look at, let's go back to like Donovan Mitchell's graph here. This is since the, you know, so this is through today. This is since his card started going down. So not really seeing any evidence necessarily yet of a plateau in Donovan Mitchell's card prices. It's possible that they could continue to push downward, you know, for a little while until they start to plateau. But I will be watching for the plateau. I will be watching for the plateau. And by the way, this is one of the things that makes software like Market Movers so very valuable, because you need to be able to look at these graphs and patterns to understand when opportunities exist for you to get in and potentially start buying again, if you're willing to do so. If you're willing to get reinvested, take the risk and do so, you need this type of software to really see those types of patterns. It just makes visualizing it so much, you know, easier and more understandable. And to help you out, if you want to try out Market Movers, I will give you 20% off your first payment if you use promo code MARKET. Use promo code MARKET for 20% off your first payment, monthly or annual. Go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar if you'd like to take advantage of that promo code MARKET. All right, let's take a look at LeBron. So again, LeBron still kind of sliding down. Now we haven't necessarily seen a plateau yet with LeBron either, right? And let's look at Jason Tatum. He's ticked back up a little bit. The thing that's tough to reconcile with LeBron and Jason Tatum is you've also got the force of their current play going on, right? So, you know, with a guy like LeBron and Jason Tatum and Anthony Davis, you've got what is currently happening in their games and in the bubble and them marching towards a championship, which could force them back up even in a potential time of overall market correction. And of course, in a time of market correction, not every card goes down. I mean, I told you in the last 30 days in basketball, even though we're seeing a pretty substantial market correction, there are still 22% of the basketball players who have seen their cards go up in the last 30 days, even though 78% have gone down in the last 30 days. So there are still some that are going up. And with the forces of the game still being played, you have the very real possibility that Tatum and LeBron and Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard, and players like that, some of the Heat players, right, who have been going up a lot, guys like Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, all of those guys, they're probably going to buckle the trend to a degree, depending on what happens in the next few weeks. But in terms of the overall market, I don't know that we've really hit the plateau point yet. I don't think it's far away. I think we will soon kind of plateau. And then I think there are going to be some buying opportunities if you are interested in buying, because personally, I believe we are in a bear trap, not in a bear market. I think we're still in a bull market, but we're in a bear trap. All right, let's look at football, because football is interesting to look at. I mentioned to you that football has been the exact opposite of basketball when you look at the overall number of cards that have been going up and down. It's literally the exact opposite. While 78% of basketball players have seen card decline in the last 30 days, football 78% have seen increase in the last 30 days. So it's literally the exact opposite. But what's interesting with football is the two biggest names from a card standpoint right now of modern players, both of their cards have actually seen the same type of correction that basketball did. If you look at, let's look at Lamar Jackson, and you can see by Lamar Jackson's graph on the screen, I mean, that looks like almost the same graph as what we saw with LeBron, as what we saw with Jason Tatum, is what we saw with Donovan Mitchell, right? Lamar Jackson had this spike once again right around the middle of August, and then his cards have softened some. Now, he had an absolutely astonishing increase in card prices until he got to that point, and then we've seen somewhat of a correction. And then let's look at Patrick Mahomes. And again, these are their Prism rookie cards in PSA 10, just using these cards in particular, because they have a lot of transaction volume, so it's easy to really see the graphs and the patterns. You see a similar pattern with Patrick Mahomes. He's not corrected quite as much as some of the other guys, but it's a similar pattern. But within the world of football, they are the abnormalities right now. You're actually seeing most football players exhibit a pattern where they're just going up and up as we get into the season. And just to show you a few of what I'm talking about, here's Kyler Murray. So Kyler Murray has been on an upwards trend. This goes all the way back to the end of last season on your graph. And as you can see with Kyler Murray, there's really no correction. It's just been going up and up. There has not really been a dip that has affected Kyler Murray. Let's look at Drew Lock. Same story with Drew Lock, right? His cards have been going up and up the entire offseason, and there's not really been any type of dip with Drew Lock. Let's look at Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's cards have gone up quite a bit over the last couple of months. Overall, up for the full offseason. People are anticipating, you know, this season, and maybe Baker's going to have a better year. There's really been no dip in Baker Mayfield. Let's look at Carson Wentz. Same story with Carson Wentz. Looks very similar to Baker Mayfield. People started buying up Carson Wentz's cards a few months ago. They've gone up considerably. There's not really any dip that's taken place. Let's look at Saquon Barkley. Same deal with Saquon Barkley, right? So I could go on and on. Most of the football graphs that I would show you would have this same pattern where they've actually gone up quite a bit in the last couple of months and haven't started to come down at all. Whereas basketball, obviously a little bit of a different pattern. So what is happening here? Just, you know, what is going on overall? What market forces are at play? So first of all, the fact that basketball is doing what it's doing, it is a very natural correction of a market that has been absolutely red hot. No market goes up forever. And if you remember back to the virtual sports card con, I did an interview with Dr. James Beckett. And during that interview, Dr. James Beckett made the point very clearly, hey, we're going to see some corrections. This market has been so hot, we're going to see some corrections. And in particular in basketball, because that's where most of the heat of the sports card market has been over the course of this year. And he said, we're going to see some corrections. We're in a correction period. A correction period is a natural thing for any market, even a bull market. Also, you know, it's worth noting that in basketball, we're seeing the bigger correction right now. The other sport that we've seen a bigger correction in recently is soccer. And it's worth noting that from a percentage standpoint, basketball and soccer are the two markets that have gone up the most this year by far. Overall, more than football, more than baseball, more than hockey. So it's somewhat expected that those would also be the two markets that are more susceptible to a correction because they've had the, you know, more brash bull run over the course of this year. You know, some people have pointed out that the pattern of some of this market correction within basketball is kind of following the pattern of the stock market. Maybe there's some correlation there. There could quite possibly be so. I haven't mapped them side by side, but in general, I agree that as there was some, you know, softening of the stock market, that was right around the same time we saw some softening of the sports card market. And we've seen that a couple of times this year. So it's kind of an interesting pattern to look at. I do think that these price drops are scaring away some of the easy money. Some of the people who were in it just buying cards based on what other people were telling them to buy based on social influencers. And that's okay. But what it does mean is that as an investor, now it's going to take a little more work to try to find the opportunities, the people who are in it just for the easy money because everything was just going up and up and the money was easy for a long time. It's not going to be quite as easy going forward as it has been, even though I still fully believe that we still have a very nice bull market run in front of us. But it's going to take a little bit more nuance to figure out the investments that are the right investments for you. And honestly, it's a good lesson. It's a good lesson in the fact that you need to be cautious. Sports card investing, just like any other form of investing, involves risk. And sports cards potentially more so because the market is volatile. It is susceptible to periods where prices are going to spike, prices are going to drop. Get used to it. This is going to happen from time to time. What happened the last 6 months where prices just kept going up and up and up, that's unusual. That's unlikely to occur going forward. Even in a market that continues to go up overall, we are likely to see volatility. And the challenge for people who are getting in like for the easy money is they're probably just going to see like, oh gosh, things are going up and up and up. And then they just, you know, start to buy cards without a lot of thought being put into it. And then they might hit the period right before the correction occurs. And I'm sure that I'm sure that happened to some people over the course of the last month who just kind of got in, you know, at the wrong time at the beginning of August, and now have seen their cards go down, and now they're like, what the heck, right? But that it shows you that you've got to have a greater nuance and a greater understanding of the market. You know, even it's not always going to be easy money. So it's a good lesson to be cautious, but also a good reminder that those who spend the time to really understand the market, to look at the graphs, to look at the data, to understand the players, to understand, you know, what's upcoming, those are the people who are really going to benefit the most in the months and years ahead. You know, some people have said, could this be, you know, with the basketball card market in particular, could this be have to do with, you know, the social justice movements, Black Lives Matter, that type of thing? No, I don't think so, because the correlation of cards dropping isn't associated with that. If you look at when the bubble started, you know, that's when we first, you know, started to see the messaging on the courts and the protests and that kind of stuff. And cards were just going up and up and up and up and up for most of the bubble. So I don't think it has any correlation to that. Some people have said, well, maybe people are now getting back into their lives a little bit more, and some of the interest in sports cards that was there over the summer is starting to wane a little bit as a result of people getting back to their lives. I actually don't think it's that either, because sales volume is not going down. If you look at, I looked at sales volume of several key players, and sales volume actually is slightly ticking up over the last several months. So if you were seeing interest wane, you would expect to see sales volume decrease. We're not seeing sales volume decrease. So I don't think we're seeing interest wane. And I think all of the forces that were there that made the market hot to begin with continue to be there, and I think are going to continue to push the market back up. But as I said, we're going to see these types of corrections from time to time, just like what we're seeing now. So what does this mean? It means be cautious, but don't overreact. Don't go and think the market's crashing and sell off all of your cards now. I think if you do, you're going to fall into that bear trap. And I think you're going to be pretty regretful. Now, this is just my opinion. I'm not a fortune teller. I cannot predict the market. It is possible that I am wrong about what I am saying. However, I have studied the market a lot. I saw what happened back in March. I've seen what's happened in previous years. One of the nice things about market movers is we've got about a year worth of data in there now on many cards. So you can go back and look at previous patterns, especially ones that occurred earlier this year with a lot of these cards, and get a sense of, get a sense of what they did and where things could go as a result. So I'm confident. I feel good about it, but you should be cautious, and you should obviously only, you know, invest within your means. But if you have the means to do so, I still believe that we got a great run in front of us. Again, I think that having data at your fingertips is more valuable than ever before. And I recognize that having the data platform, that is an advertisement for market movers, I get it. But I will tell you as an investor that having data, understanding charts, understanding price movements, understanding the market is really critical to your ability to make money. And that's not just with sports cards and my market movers data platform, that's with any type of investing you are doing. You've got to understand numbers, you got to understand the market, you got to understand demographics, you've got to understand economic forces at work that could affect your investment, whether it's stocks or whether it's real estate or whether it's precious metals or whether it's oil or whether it's sports cards. And so again, if you're thinking of it from that perspective, I welcome you to give Market Movers a try and use promo code MARKET for 20% off your first payment, monthly or annual. All right, guys, I hope I provided a little bit of perspective for you today. I would love to hear what your thoughts are on the state of the sports card market right now. Are we going to see further declines in basketball? When will that end? Will football continue to go up? When will that level off and cool back down? And what do you think about soccer? What do you think about baseball? What do you think about hockey? Let me know in the comments below. I would love to hear your perspective on this. I will, any comment that is left with some thought put into it, I will read and I will reply to. And I appreciate the thought that you guys put into it. Thanks everybody for watching. If you have not yet subscribed to this YouTube, please hit the little subscribe button, hit the little bell icon. I appreciate every subscriber we get. I will continue to bring you content like this, which probably now is going to be more important than ever before as we see what the market volatility looks like in the weeks ahead. All right, thanks everybody. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your weekend and week ahead, and I'll see you back in a couple of days with my next episode. Take care.